The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is your source for breaking news
and what to make of it all.
This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
Most of us have been asking for a more data-driven strategy, and we used to have this open dialogue in the medical profession, but now it's turned into a sort of modern-day McCarthyism.
We have the highest ethical standards of any administration in history.
They can't really report about the Joe Biden administration, because if they did it honestly, they'd be reporting pretty much a scandal every day.
Now, from the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike Gallagher.
I'm in a really good mood today because I'm recognizing that the left is imploding. The loony left is falling apart at the seams. We got a list, a parade. I need some parade music. I need a little bit of parade music because I got the parade of horrible.
76 trombones led the big
That's
parade.
That's good parade music. And in honor of the Music Man opening on Broadway in a few months at the Winter Garden Theater, listen to this parade. Listen to this list of Democrats from Sheldon Whitehouse, who is a flamethrower from the left, a senator from Rhode Island, who continually calls Republicans racists and bigots and conservatives and are evil, and we gotta fight systemic racism. Turns out he's belonged to an allegedly all-white country club for years, and his defense is that it's a tradition. How about Raphael Warnock and Stacey Abrams in Georgia now claiming they never favored opposed voter ID laws? Now they're lying because they're seeing the polling that shows overwhelming support for voter ID. Finally, the message that we have been trumpeting for many years on this radio show and on in conservative media and common sense outlets that have said it's ridiculous not to show proof of ID to be so you are who you say you are. No. Now that the loony left is seeing the polling. In fact, one poll came out this week, the Monmouth poll, more non-white voters, 84%, support showing photo ID to vote than white voters, 77%. In every category, the overwhelming majority of people favor voter ID laws. Well, Stacey Abrams, we know, on the record, has opposed them. In fact, Derek, let's get the clip. I heard it on Joey Hudson's show this morning in South Carolina from Stacey Abrams railing against how onerous it is to make people provide an ID in order to vote. It's not free because you gotta spend gas money to go somewhere to get your free ID. It's racist. It's racist to show identification. Well, now they're doing an about face. Now they're lying. Raphael Warnock said this week, I've never said that. I've never been opposed to voter ID laws. He told NBC News in an interview published last week, I have never been opposed to voter ID. And in fact, I don't know anybody who is. He's lying. In fact, it's such a profound lie. Does he think that you can't look up what he has said? In 2016, he said, quote, all of these voter suppression laws saying we've got to have voter ID laws because if we don't, they might vote twice. Are you kidding? Have you been in America these last several years? It's hard enough to get people to vote once, let alone twice. In 2015, he said, in a moment where they're trying to make voting harder and harder, dealing with these voter ID laws, this is not about voter verification. This is about voter suppression. Raphael Warnock is a liar. He has said repeatedly for years he's against voter ID laws. And now that the handwriting's on the wall, he's pretending he's never been against them. He's lying. Stacey Abrams is lying. She's now claiming she's not against voter ID laws and never has been. When she has been, for that's the whole basis for her organization, opposing voter ID laws, opposing common sense voter regulations and requirements so that you are who you say you are, so you can't cheat. So the parade of horribles continues. How about the MSNBC contributor? This one's a doozy. Woman named Brittany Packnett Cunningham. Now, even on MSNBC, evidently, they're talking about the surging crime rates throughout America. Even on MSNBC, they're talking about it. They have to. Listen to who this MSNBC contributor, Brittany Packnett Cunningham, blames. Cut 11. This ought to get you fired up on a Tuesday.
So this rising crime is not the fault of the movement. It's actually the fault of the police, and this has been our point all along. Why should we keep funding systems and institutions that keep rendering themselves ineffective? We should be talking about gun control, livable wages, fair housing, education. That's where we should be moving the money to ensure truly safe streets.
And the MSNBC anchor, I believe that's Stephanie Ruhle, sitting there with this big Cheshire Cat grin on her face, nodding her head, listening to lunacy. It's the cops' fault that people are getting assassinated in the streets of Chicago and New York and Los Angeles and Baltimore and Oakland, all Atlanta. Oh, it's the cops' fault. We gotta spend more money on living wages, and then maybe people won't get assassinated in the streets. Let's go back to Sheldon Weiss at White House for a minute. This kook, this screwball. Democrat senator in Rhode Island who calls Republicans racists and talks about systemic racism at the drop of a hat. Maybe that starts with you quitting your allegedly all-white country club.
Back in 2017, you had expressed concerns about the membership of the all-white Bailey Speech Club, said that you hoped it would become more diverse. Now, your family's been members. Your wife is one of the largest shareholders. Has there been any traction in that? Are there any minority members of the club now?
I think the people who are running the place are still working on that, and I'm sorry it hasn't happened yet.
Do you have concerns in 2021? I mean, obviously, it's been 4 years. You had remarks on the floor following the deaths of Breonna Taylor and George Floyd saying, you know, hoping to root out systemic racism in the country. Your thoughts on an elite, all-white, wealthy club, again, in this day and age, you know, should these clubs continue to exist?
It's a long tradition in Rhode Island, and there are many of them. I think we just need to work our way through the issues. Thank you.
The car's here.
Thank you. The car's here, Senator. You got to get away. It's a long tradition, and there are many of them. That's why I belong to the all-white country club, says the white, woke, liberal Democrat from Rhode Island, who never misses an opportunity to bash Republicans for our supposed racism. Wonder how many Republican senators belong to all-white country clubs and use as an excuse, well, it's a tradition, and there's a lot of them. Finally, to the Democrat mayor of Fort Lauderdale. This is a classic. Over the weekend, last weekend, sadly, there was a terrible car accident where a 77-year-old man plowed his car into people marching in the Pride Parade, celebrating the LGBT community in Fort Lauderdale. After the accident, here's what he said. Cut number 9. Here was his first reaction before knowing the facts, before understanding what really happened. This is a Democrat mayor of an American city, Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
What we saw, it was a terrorist attack on the LGBT community. This is disgusting. We will not stand for this. This is not going to happen in my city or any city.
Oh, it's not going to happen in your city? An elderly man is not going to hit the gas instead of the brake. Turns out it wasn't a terrorist attack at all. It was an elderly man involved in a terrible accident. Well, so they went back to this guy. What are you going to say now, Mr. Mayor? Listen to what he said. Cut 10. Here's his apology, sort of.
I regret the fact that I said it was a terrorist attack because we found out that it was not. But I don't regret my feelings. I don't regret that I felt terrorized.
Can you imagine? I don't regret my feelings, and I don't regret that I... They elected that bozo mayor of Fort Lauderdale. I don't regret that I think you're an imbecile, Mayor Dean Trantalis. You're a moron. And imagine the pain that this guy created by insisting that something was a terrorist attack, assuming that people... And this is what the media does. You know, there's just this assumption that if you're right of center, if you're a conservative, if you support police, you're a bigot, you're a racist, you're a homophobe, you hate people, you hate other people. And the media just acts like that's the expectation. NFL player yesterday came out as gay. And the media, oh, it's a huge... Nobody even cares. Is he a good football player? Guy gets has a $25 million contract for 3 years. He must be a great, I guess he's apparently a great line. He's a linebacker? I mean, I guess he's great at his job. Made a $100,000 donation to the Trevor Project, which is a worthwhile organization. Good for him. You know what conservatives said? Okay, good for you. Good for you. And way to support a community of kids who could be suicidal because of their sexual orientation. But the media acted like there was this expectation that people on the right were going to be, you know, hate the guy and hate on the guy and criticize him. There's this it's not there. The hatred that the left ascribes to our side isn't there. I mean, there are instances where, of course, it is. And we have to accept that. We have to probably... We got to deal with that. We got to counter that where we can. But can you imagine the thinking of people on the left? Again, it's a parade. You put a whole parade together. How about Joy Behar? Listen to her convoluted reason for not going to a family member's wedding. Cut 8 on The View yesterday on ABC TV.
Joy, how about you? Do you have any concerns on your part about going outside?
No, I do have concerns about going into situations where there are mobs of people, and I will not go there. I mean, I just had to turn down a family member's wedding because they're inviting 250 people. I can't do that. But on the other hand, I'm following the science, and I've been double vaxxed. And every doctor on television, on this show and others, tells you that if you get the double vaccine, you're pretty good with the variant, that you're not going to get it. And so what more do people have to hear? We'll never leave the house if we're going to continuously be afraid to go out.
With 110 cornets close at hand.
The parade of morons. All we have to do is keep listening to them, and then we got to vote. We got to vote every last one of them out of office. We should be rejecting the cultural elites, the imbeciles who claim they're following. I'm double vaxxed. Listen, Joy, don't worry. They didn't want you to go to the wedding anyway. They didn't want you to go to Cousin Joe's wedding because they can't stand you. Wow. Welcome into a Tuesday episode of the Mike Gallagher Show in the ReliefFactor.com studios. 800-655-MIKE, 800-655-6453.
Each bassoon having his big fancy.
Want the Mike Gallagher Show 24/7? There's an app for that. Go to MikeOnline.com.
Louder than before. Clarinets of every size and trumpeters would improvise a full octave higher than the score.
I'll bet you've seen Pete and Seth Talbot on the TV, the father and son owners of Relief Factor. Boy, are they great guys. They have a heart for the hurting. They just want to get you out of pain. They also do a whole lot of things behind the scenes that you'll never hear of. In fact, let me share with you a little secret. The 1995 quick start that I always tell you about, where you could try the product, the 100% drug-free Relief Factor for 3 weeks for $19.95, they lose money on that deal. But they know you're probably going to keep ordering because it does work, and they want to prove it to you. Relief Factor is made from wild-caught fish oils and botanicals. It goes to work on the inflammation that causes back pain or neck pain or hip pain, pain from a workout at the gym. I want you to try. Go to ReliefFactor.com. If it doesn't work, you notify them after 3 weeks, and you're out $20. But if it does, consider what life could be like. Could be like pain-free. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384 for Relief Factor.
Mike Gallagher.
Mike, in reference to Joy Behar being double-vaxxed, what does that mean? Thank you.
Mike, this is part of the upside-down world we live in with the left. The Democrat Party and everything they do and stand for, they're the biggest hate group on the planet.
The only thing that people don't talk about, the white supremacists and the KKK, they created for the Democrats.
It's true. The history of Jim Crow, steeped in Democrat Party tradition, was a Republican president who freed the slaves. Democrats don't like to remember that. Can you imagine pretending you've been in favor of voter ID laws when you've been opposed? Stacey Abrams, let's just go back to April. We found the clip.
Voters without a driver's license or state ID must surrender their personal information and risk identity theft just to receive an absentee ballot. And then there are the 200,000 Georgia voters who don't have either ID and the putative free ID that is not free when you factor in the cost of transportation and the cost of underlying document. You can read the full list of objections to SB 202 at StopJimCrow2.com.
StopJimCrow2.com. Yep, that's Raphael Warnock and Stacey Abrams now flip-flopping and pretending they've never been against voter ID laws. They've been for them all along. Are you kidding me? I mean, you got to know we're winning when they're resorting to flat-out gaslighting and lying. 1-800, you know, as they like to say, we got the receipts, Stacy and Raphael. One open line. What do you think? Do you like our chances? 1-800-655-MIKE.
The Mike Gallagher Show.
Telling children that they need to see race everywhere at the same time, you are not telling them to focus on hard academics. We're not teaching engineering and math anymore. We're teaching critical race theory. And that is because what they want to do is to water down the education system to produce dumber kids, because dumber kids means you can almost guarantee that they're going to become servants to the government. They will end up on welfare because they have no practical skills.
In the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike.
I have never been opposed to voter ID, Raphael Warnock said to NBC News, a guy who has condemned voter ID requirements for years. How in the world do they get away with it? Well, they get away with it because you got people like Stephanie Ruhle nodding along to the lunacy from the left. The police are responsible for the out-of-control crime in the streets of America? Got it. Good point, lady. Yeah, you're bringing a lot to the table. Wow. 800-655-MIKE. I've got a theory that if Americans are just listening, if you don't even have to listen, just hear them. Just hear them. They are exactly who you think they are. They're a hateful, ignorant bunch of miscreants, whether it's attacking the police, whether it's defunding the police, whether it's trying to defend belonging to an all-white country club when you're a race-baiting liberal Democrat senator from Rhode Island, whether it's stupidly claiming you follow the science and you're not leaving your house to go to a wedding because there'll be 250 people. 250 people? Has Joy Behar not gotten the memo? The COVID scourge is over. Live your life. But then again, we know how New Yorkers are. It's very unique to New York. We found a little clip because I've got this theory that everything in life can be explained in a musical. Here's what, from Rent.
Why choose fear?
I'm a New Yorker. Fear's my life.
Yep. I mean, that's Joy Behar. I'm not going to go to a wedding. They have, my dumb family has 250 people going. I follow the science. I've been double vaxxed. What does double vax mean, by the way? I think she means the two-shot Moderna or Pfizer. I guess that's what she means. Honey, you ain't double vaxxed. You're single vaxxed. You got two shots, you imbecile. You big, big mouth dummy. Those of us who have the Johnson & Johnson, we're fully vaxxed. If people have the Pfizer or Moderna, you're fully vaxxed. Unbelievable how dumb. And the woman makes millions of dollars on a daytime TV show. I'm sure she's very popular. I'm double vaxxed. I follow the science. I'm not going to go to my dumb cousin's wedding because they got 250 people going. Wah, wah, wah. My gosh. They're nuts. This is my rule. I always revert. The left, they're crazy. 800-655-MIKE. Bob, you're on the Mike Gallagher Show. How you doing, Bob?
I'm doing fine. Good. How are you today?
Pretty good. I'm just amazed at the parade of idiots that we're hearing from the left.
The left is, you know, over the past 20 years, I watched the left go just absolutely insane. They don't care about law. They don't care about life. They don't care about nothing but their own pocket. What's going on in the cities is most black people don't care. They're out of control, these young black kids. The family was destroyed by rap music, the family system in the black communities. And that's what they got now. They've got gangs that run around. I work in and out of Atlanta. And they ride around on four-wheelers right through the city in gangs, and they don't care.
But evidently, Bob, the system is afraid to even stand up to criminals who are committing these crimes. I'm sure you heard the news. Hundreds of rioters and looters in New York City from the spring and the summer of 2020, their charges were dropped. How do you drop charges against somebody who threw objects through windows and trashed police cars and torched buildings? Well, they're young black activists who are reacting to George Floyd's terrible death. We don't want to stand up. Look at Stephanie Ruhle, afraid to stand up to this lunatic blaming the police for rising crime rates. Yeah, good point. Yes, yes. I'm a white woman named Stephanie Ruhle, so I'm going to nod my head here and look like you're making a lot of sense when you blame the police for, I don't know, the assassination of the two people in the car with the Puerto Rican flag. Did you see that horrible video? Young, beautiful couple celebrating Puerto Rican pride. They got a Puerto Rican flag. Allegedly, there was a fender bender. They bumped into a car. Apparently, the guy that the car got bumped into didn't like it. So the mob dragged the couple out of their cars, assassinated the husband, put a bullet in the neck of the wife. He's dead. She's fighting for her life. And according to this lunatic on MSNBC, that's the cops' fault. Cops did that. Because we're not paying a living wage or something? I don't even know. Derek, can we get the full clip? I want to double down on this Brittany Packnett Cunningham. I don't know who she is. All I know is that MSNBC pays her. Let's play the full clip. Do you have the full clip, Pavs? Let's play the whole thing. You got to hear this in context. She's going on about a living wage and free to walk out of your home. And in her twisted mind, it's the cops' fault that people are committing these horrific acts of violence in our streets. And the problem is, as the last caller alluded to, there is a common thread to much of the horrible acts of violence we're seeing in cities in America. It's being perpetrated by black people, by black Americans. And there's no way to wiggle out of this. Now, we can talk about the socioeconomic conditions that led to somebody choosing a path of crime and lawlessness and violence. That's fine. But you can't ignore it. So instead of ignoring it, I guess you've got activists on the left who say, well, yeah, black people are committing horrible crimes in the streets of America, but it's the cops' fault because they don't have a living wage. Let's play this full clip, please. I want to put this in context so you can hear the twisted, warped, demented logic of somebody who's on MSNBC blaming the police for the crimes we're witnessing in America.
So, Stephanie, I think it's important to begin with the simple fact that all of us, and I do mean all of us, want safer communities. Everyone wants and deserves to be able to walk out of their home, walk freely on the street, play with their child, and ensure that everyone is safe while doing so. But what we also know to be true is that defunding the police is not just about taking money out of an institution that continues to prove ineffective. It's also about refunding the people. It's about ensuring that the services that people need to ensure safe communities from the ground up are actually being funded and resourced to their full capacity. I think that there are a lot of police unions and GOP operatives that would like for us to believe that this recent crime wave has everything to do with this idea of defunding the police. But guess what, Stephanie? The police haven't been defunded. You actually look at the 50 largest cities' law enforcement spending as a share of the general expenditure in each of those cities actually rose slightly from 13.6% to 13.7%. And many of the cities that have talked about removing that money, like Minneapolis and Seattle, they've actually paused or slowed how they were thinking about moving that money. So this rising crime is not the fault of the movement. It's actually the fault of the police. And this has been our point all along. Why should we keep funding systems and institutions that keep rendering themselves ineffective? We should be talking about gun control, livable wages, fair housing, education. That's where we should be moving the money to ensure truly safe streets.
First of all, she's lying too. The police departments in Washington, D.C. and Austin, Texas, just to give you a couple of examples, put in place a hiring freeze after officials cut $15 million and $150 million from the department's budgets, respectively. New York City passed a budget bill last year that defunded the police by $1 billion. That's with a B. She's lying. Well, 13.6 to 13.7% from the general expended. She's lying. And you want to know if your blood isn't boiling enough by now, listening to this imbecile, you want to know who she is? I just saw it when I looked at the video clip as we're playing it. She was on Obama's task force. She was on a task force for policing in the Obama administration. She was actually in the Obama administration studying police work in America. That should give you confidence if you're a cop listening to this show right now to know that that woman was in the Obama administration advising evidently officials on how to do effective policing. Wow. I got to get your... Listen, as you listen to that clip, you got to give me your reaction to it. 1-800-655-MIKE. 800-655-6453. 16 minutes before the hour. You got to tell me if you think there's any merit to what this MSNBC contributor just said. Please call me. Give me your reaction to the left gaslighting us, pretending the defund the police doesn't really mean defund the police. That being opposed to voter ID laws didn't really mean being opposed to voter ID laws. And maybe the biggest lie of them all, the police are to blame for surging crime in the streets of America. Anybody but themselves to take responsibility. The Democrats won't take responsibility for their failed and failing policies. It's never the Democrats' fault. It's everybody else's. 800-655-MIKE, 800-655-6453. One open line for you here in the ReliefFactor.com studios. I hope you join us. I also tell you a lot about Lemon Squad, and I want to remind you about a great way for you. I just had a heard from a friend of mine who's buying a new car. If he and his wife were buying a used car, I'd be giving them the advice about Lemon Squad. For $179 for standard vehicles, Lemon Squad will send a mechanic out to run a full comprehensive mechanical inspection on the vehicle, including previous accident damage, flood damage, tons of great reviews, 5 stars coming in from all over the country. If you're buying a car that's a used car, you need peace of mind. You don't know what's under the hood. You got to get a mechanic to inspect it. Well, that's where Lemon Squad comes in. They'll inspect that vehicle for you for anywhere in the country. Go to lemonsquad.com/Mike to schedule an inspection today and get a 10% discount. lemonsquad.com/Mike to make sure your next used vehicle is not a lemon. lemonsquad.com/Mike. Coming up, your reaction to what you just heard from an MSNBC contributor. The cops are to blame for the surging crime in America. You can't make this crap up. Will your voice, your perspective, your reaction coming up? 1-800-655-MIKE.
Be sure to get the Mike Gallagher Show podcast at MikeOnline.com.
Dig this. Everybody plays the fool sometimes. There's no exception to the rule.
Gallagher.
Hi, Mike. You're not mentioning what she said, gun control. These are not the people that are trying to take the guns away from. They're trying to take the guns away from law-abiding citizens.
Hey, Mike, it is the cops' fault. They are stopping crime, and if I want to commit a crime, then they are in my way. Okay, thanks. Bye.
Mike, this is Steve. The gal that wants to defund the police on MSNBC, let's do a little trial. Let's defund the police and cut out all guns in that area where she lives and see how that works.
No kidding. I never can stop thinking about a young woman like her on television. If she was in trouble and she called 911, the police would do everything they could to help her. They would. Now, there are bad cops. I know there are bad cops. They're bad everything. They're bad people in every category. But generally, if a police officer was called to assist her and she was being attacked or assaulted, they'd try to help her. She doesn't care. I'll bet she'd call 911. I'll bet she'd expect them to care. Unreal. Mike, you're on the Mike Gallagher Show. How you doing, Mike?
Well, I'm doing good.
Good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Dave, you're awesome, Mike, by the way. See, you know what? If I heard that lady correctly, I think she said that the budgets or the expenses went up in all these police departments, 50 police departments. So she said the expenses went up. Well, so what? The expenses went up. That just shows that there's more expenses. But that doesn't mean that the buckle there and give them more money. In fact, if they're defunding them now, it's going to even be more of a gap.
It's a sleight of hand, isn't it? She's just trying to deceive, and she's lying. I mean, you got major police departments that are literally defunding the police. Now,
right, and by her saying expenses, it's like, well, yeah, there's more expenses. So, you know, that is just, I think that's what she said.
Maybe well, no, she said she used the word expenditure. I know what you're saying, though. I mean, I got the verbatim here in front of me. Let me read what she said so we have it correctly. She said, you look at the 50 largest cities' law enforcement spending as a share of the general expenditure in each of the cities rose from 13.6 to 13.7%. Ah, that's a great argument. A 0.1% raise in 50 cities. Where, and again, we know New York passed a budget to defund the police by $1 billion. $150 million cut from Austin, Texas. Millions from Washington, D.C. What do you think Lori Lightfoot, that Lulu, wants to do in Chicago? I mean, again, all we have to do is listen to them. Portions of our show are brought to you by Fellowship Home Loans. Call 800-510-MIKE or go to fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG. Incidentally, we're getting terrific surging response in our Stand With Israel tour. Israel's opening up to travelers. The country is getting back to normal. I'm thrilled to take another group of listeners to the Holy Land October 27th through November the 5th. The Stand With Israel tour. I'm going to be there along with Dennis Prager, my friend and colleague. Join us because our travel partner at Inspiration Cruises and Tours has a team on hand to answer your questions about your deposit, health, safety, what's required to enter the country. Together, we're going to make every effort to make this the best trip ever. Go to StandWithIsraelTour.com right now, StandWithIsraelTour.com, or call to join us. We're all right. We got almost 500 people coming with us already. 855-565-5519. Call 855-565-5519 or go to StandWithIsraelTour.com. Portions of the Mike Gallagher Show are brought to you in part by Salem Media Group and Inspiration Cruises and Tours. Coming up, the White House press secretary can't answer the question whether the president believes an unborn baby is a human being or not. And wait till you hear the Colorado mayor trying to suspend the Pledge of Allegiance. It didn't go well for him.